Welcome to the Rabbi Greenberg Show, the podcast that brings Jewish knowledge to you.
Welcome to Rambam in Depth. Today we're going to be discussing the Rambam's opinion about faulty weights and measures. There is a biblical commandment not to use faulty weights and measures. Now, the question is, what about if a person's faulty weight and measure defrauds the customer by less than a pruta? Pruta is the smallest copper denomination. So there's a machlekes harishanim about that. The Chinuch says very clearly that even less than a pruta, you violate the law of faulty measures and weights. Other Rishonim say, no, it has to be a pruta, just like gzela, geneva. If you steal something less than a pruta, you didn't violate the law. Although Rishonim say that it's still forbidden because of chatzi shir, but the law itself does not apply if it's less than a pruta. So similarly, defrauding someone by faulty weights and measures has to have a pruta. But the Chinuch says clearly that even less than a pruta. The Beis Yosef and others quote the Rambam as the saying that he also doesn't require a pruta to be in violation. The Minchas Chinuch, strangely, says there is no such Rambam, but if we look in the Rambam, Perek Ches, Milchas Geneva, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says over there, Ein Taimnes and Mishkolis B'melach Kadesh Yifchasu, you can't dip the weights in salt so they should decrease. You shouldn't heat in a measure of liquid when you're measuring, because that will decrease the size of the measure. Even if it's a very tiny measure, any amount, because the Torah was careful and admonished us about the correct measures, even the slightest amount. Shenemar, as it says, Mesura. One of the measures that the Torah says you shouldn't be used faulty is a mesura. What is a mesura? V'hi mida ktana echad mishleisha v'shlushim belug. It's a very small measurement, 1/33 of a lug, a very tiny amount. So in other words, the Rambam is clear. The Rambam holds it even less than a pruta. Now, the Minchas Chinuch questions this. The Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis asks the question, why do we need a special prohibition to say that a faulty measure is forbidden? But that's included in gzela. That's theft. That's outright theft. If you give the wrong measure, you're stealing. And the Gemara answers, it's to tell you that not only are you not allowed to use those measures, but you're not allowed to make those measures. The actual making of the measure and keeping that measure is also forbidden. So the Minchas Chinuch says, if the Rambam holds, if we hold that even less than a pruta, the law applies, then the Gemara could have answered, the reason why we need a pasuk is to tell you even less than a pruta. Gzela is only a pruta. If it's not gzela, then it's even less than a pruta. So why doesn't the Gemara give that answer? Why does it give a different answer? That proves that the din of faulty measures is no different from gzela in this respect, that only a shava pruta. Now to answer the Minchas Chinuch's question, one could answer it based on what the Rebbe says in Lekuta Sichas Chelek Chav Zayin. The Rebbe over there explains that we see two things, two anomalous things about the prohibition of faulty weights and measures. One of them is that even less than a pruta, I'll be quoting the Chinuch and the Rambam Shita, the way many Mefarshim hold, that the Rambam holds, and it seems clearly from what he says in Perek Ches Halacha Zayin. So that's one anomaly, that unlike Gzela, which requires a pruta to be over, here you're over even if it's less than a pruta. And another anomaly is that gzela, you have to actually steal. Over here, you don't have to actually use the measure to defraud the customer. Just by making it and keeping it itself, it's prohibited. So these two anomalies, the Rebbe explains, based on an analysis of the faulty weights and measures. What is exactly the crime over here? So the Rebbe says that it's unlike theft. He says by theft, geneva, einoa, when you overcharge, the ganav, the thief, has only one desire. He's doing something through which he takes someone else's money. But when you're dealing with midas and mishkolis, measures and weights, there are two contradictory gestures over here. The very fact itself that he's measuring and weighing for his customer, that's an expression that he's considering his customer's needs. He's doing something that is an act of measuring to determine that he's giving the right weight and measure. And he's showing that he's trying not to defraud his fellow. And simultaneously, and paradoxically, he's doing it in a defective way, that the act of measuring should lead to the theft of his fellow's money. That's why the Torah says that the actual making and keeping this measure, even if the other person is not going to be hurt in the end, is still forbidden, because the nature of this mitzvah is to negate this deception where the person is deceiving himself, you could say. He's not deceiving someone else because he didn't use it, but he's deceiving himself. I have a measure, I have a weight, I want to make sure I'm doing everything in accordance with the law. This may also explain a Teres Kainim. The Teres Kainim says, Parshas Kedoshim, Teres Kainim says, Lesasa Avil B'mishpat. Why does it say Lesasa Avil B'mishpat B'mido B'mesura? So it teaches you that the person who measures is called a dayan. He's a judge. He's doing a judicial thing. And now he's doing an injustice by using deceptive measures. So what is the Teres Kainim saying? That he's like a judge. What does that mean, he's like a judge? He's not a judge. But it could be the Teres Kainim means to say that just like a judge is someone there to determine what's right and what's wrong, the same thing, by having a measure, that itself means that the person is doing a judicial act. I'm doing something to maintain justice and righteousness. And then he does just the opposite. It's a defective measure, a defective weight. So that could be the explanation of the Teres Kainim as well. With this, we can understand why just making the measure is forbidden. You don't even have to use it in a defrauding way, because the actual making is the crime. It's the deception involved. It's the contradiction that the person is creating, a contradiction of being just and being unjust at the same time. And that's why it doesn't make a difference if it's a pruta or less than a pruta, because it's not about how much the other person is losing, which is why a geneva less than a pruta is not allowed, because the person is meichel, he doesn't care about less than a pruta, but you're still doing something deceptive. It's a defective measure or weight. And that's why the actual making of it is forbidden. So this answers the Minchas Chinas question, because when the Gemara asks, why do we need a lav to tell you faulty measures and weights is forbidden? It's gzeila, it's theft. So the question is, why doesn't the Gemara give the answer that to tell you that even less than a proof, that is the Gemara's answer? Because what is the Gemara's answer? That here the prohibition is even the actual making of the weight. What does that tell you? That the prohibition here is not because you defrauded someone, you stole something from someone. That's a separate issue. It's the actual making of it. That means that the prohibition here is the deception, the contradiction that lies in the person making a measure, which is an act, a judicial act, of an act of integrity and honesty, doing it in a deceptive way. And once you come to that conclusion, then you are automatically have no reason to distinguish between a pruta and less than a pruta. So the Gemara doesn't have to give that answer. The Gemara's answer establishes the premise that it has nothing to do with theft. It has to do with deceptive, with the contradiction, with the contradictory behavior of doing an act of justice and at the same time doing something that is deceptive. That is the crime. Once we know that's the crime, then of course there's no reason to distinguish between a pruta and less than a pruta.